WMFO, Medford.
Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 5, Jedi That Was, Jedi To Be. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. In the rebellion's most desperate crisis, the fate of the entire Rebel Alliance rested with the astro droid R2-D2, whose memory banks held secret plans critical to the struggle against the Empire. At the edge of the Western Dune Sea, on the desert planet of Tatooine, is the moisture farm of Owen Lars. Here, R2-D2 and his interpreter counterpart C-3PO have been brought following their purchase by Owen and his young nephew, Luke Skywalker. Once again, R2 has escaped to deliver his message to the mysterious Obi-Wan Kenobi. Ignorant of his mission, Luke and C-3PO must try to recover him before he comes to harm in the hostile wasteland scorched by Tatooine's binary suns.
Master Luke, is that you?
Shh! If my uncle finds out R2 got away, he'll skin me alive.
Oh, well, I am fully prepared, sir. I hooked myself up to the charging unit last night.
Good. I wish I hadn't banged up my skyhopper at Beggar's Canyon. It's going to be a lot tougher to track down R2 in the land speed.
Shall I activate the ground level door, sir?
No! I want to wake my uncle up? The main power is still shut down for the night. I don't dare turn it back on.
Oh, I see. The need for stealth.
Yeah, right. I'll raise the door manually. You push the speeder through. It'll float along pretty easily on this repulsor field.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The door's up just high enough. Come on, 3PO. Push!
I must say, I agree with your precautions, sir. Your uncle seems rather, well, irascible.
3PO, my uncle hates spending money. He was against buying you and R2-D2 from the Jawas in the first place.
Oh.
If he finds out that R2's run off, well, hop in.
Master Luke, if I might suggest, I could take the controls, leaving you free to scan the terrain for tracks. Piloting ground effect vehicles like your land speeder is one of my secondary functions.
Good idea. Let's go.
Careful, 3PO! You have to use a light touch on her!
Yes, sir, I see. This vehicle's steering response is excellent. I presume you maintain it yourself, sir.
That's right. I like to make sure things work right. The night winds probably blew away the marks of R2's treads, but I figure he's headed towards whatever he was looking for when you two got captured by those Jawas.
Our escape pod landed somewhere over that way. R2 seems obsessed with the area behind those mesas.
Maybe we can pick him up on the scanner. If you're right, he's headed straight for the Jundland Wastes.
I must say, Master Luke, this Tatooine does seem a desolate place. I simply cannot understand what drew R2 out here. He kept repeating that nonsense about his mission and secret plans, and this Obi-Wan Kenobi person.
Well, there's a Ben Kenobi that lives out this way. My uncle got awfully mad when I mentioned Ben's name at the dinner table last night.
There really is such a person.
Oh, yeah.
I presumed R2 was in a state of hallucinatory malfunction, sir, completely addled.
No. Ben's real enough. I've seen him a few times. All the older settlers like my uncle think that Ben is some sort of magician. Listen, if you swing a little left, you'll see an opening in the mesa wall.
You're very good, sir. Oh, yes, I see it on the scanner. If I might ask, sir, just what sort of an individual is this Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Well, he's real old, for one thing. He travels the Jundland Wastes and the Dune Seas on foot. There's nobody else that does that. He doesn't seem to need much from town, either. He's almost never been to Anchorhead.
And you have met him, sir?
Well, in a way. About 5 seasons ago. Still no sign of R2.
Sir, what is my best choice at this fork?
Left.
Thank you, sir.
It'll take us into the wastes. My friend Wendy and I rode out this way on a dewback once.
Pardon me, sir, but that sounds rather rash.
Well, we wanted to get out on our own for a while. Look, we were bored. We wanted to let off a little steam.
I feared I wouldn't know anything about that, sir.
The dewback threw us off in one of the canyons and ran away. Got pretty bruised up, and then when it got dark, we still hadn't found our way out. Oh, it was kind of spooked. There were a lot of weird sounds, and then we heard a voice off to one side.
A voice?
And it called my name. It was Ben Kenobi. Somehow, Ben found us and guided us back to the farm. He told us a lot about what it was like to live out in the barren lands all alone.
I find it difficult to conceive of anyone living out here voluntarily, sir.
But you know, a funny thing happened. When Ben took us back, Uncle Owen got real mad. And not at Wendy and me, but at Ben. You were bent off our farm and warned him not to come back. Anyway, Ben was looking at me kind of funny, like he wanted to say something. Uncle Owen wouldn't give him the chance.
I'm not surprised, Master Duke. Your uncle struck me as a man who could become extremely irate.
Usually, but that was the weird thing. If I didn't know him better, I'd have said he was scared right then.
From the look of these awful wastes, I suggest we locate R2 and leave at once.
R2 couldn't have gotten this far. We must have missed him in the dunes.
Well, you had just recharged him, sir. He could have made considerable distance overnight.
Uncle Owen won't take this very well.
Perhaps it would help if you told him it was all my fault, sir.
Hey, that's an idea. He needs you for the moisture harvest, 3PO. The worst he'd do is deactivate you for a few days and give you a memory flush.
Memory flush? Well, on the other hand, sir, R2 would never have run away if you hadn't removed the restraining bolt.
Wait a minute. There's something showing on the scanner dead ahead. Could be him. Hit it, 3PO. He should be right in front of us somewhere.
Look, there he is. R2-D.
Great. Pull around next to him.
Right.
R2? Hey, whoa, where do you think you're going?
Master Luke is your rightful owner now, R2. Let's have no more of this Obi-Wan Kenobi gibberish. And don't you talk to me about your secret missions either. You're fortunate that Master Luke doesn't give you back to those Jawas.
No, it's all right. Listen, I gotta get you two back to the South Ridge to work on those evaporators before Uncle Owen checks up
on
us.
If you don't mind me saying so, sir, I think we should first deactivate this little fugitive.
What's wrong with him now?
Oh, my. Sir, he says there are several creatures of unknown type approaching from the southwest.
Sand people. Tusken Raiders. There have been sightings all over the place. Okay, we'd better have a look. 3PO, hand me the macro binoculars.
Sir, do you think this is all ready?
Come on, we'll just take a quick look. R2, you stay here. Now, watch those rocks, 3PO. Might be a little difficult.
You could say that again, Master Luke. With the climbing of those rock formations in mind.
I know, but from here we should be able to see whatever it was R2 detected. Hand me the macros.
Oh, here you are, sir.
Keep low. Now, let's see.
Do you see anything, sir?
Well, there are two Banthas down there, all right, but I don't see any Tusken Raiders that are... Wait, there's one. Standing guard. Hey, somebody's blocking me.
What? A Raider! Defend yourself! Look out, Master Luke! What? No! Stay back! I'm not edible!
Wasn't wrong. It is Luke Skywalker. What? Well, hello there, little droid. Come here, my friend. Well, don't be afraid. Huh? Oh, don't worry. This young fellow will be all right. Luke?
What happened?
Now rest easy, son. You've had a busy morning. You're fortunate you're still in one piece. Few are lucky enough to emerge alive from a hand-to-hand contest with a Tusken Raider.
Who are... Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Kenobi. Boy, am I glad to see you.
Take it slowly, son. That's quite a clout you were dealt.
What made the Sand People leave?
I imitated the hunting cry of a crate dragon. Their imaginations did the rest, and they took to their heels. Tell me, young Luke, what brings you out this far?
It's a little droid here. R2-D2 here claims to be the property of an Obi-Wan Kenobi. Is that a relative of yours?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, there's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Well, I think my uncle knew him. Uncle Owen said Obi-Wan was dead.
Oh, he's not dead. At least not yet.
You know him?
Well, of course I know him. He's me.
What?
And I haven't gone by the name of Obi-Wan Kenobi since, before you were born.
Well, then this little droid does belong to you.
Don't seem to remember ever owning a droid. Yeah, I think we'd better get indoors. The Sand People are easily startled, but they'll soon be back and in greater numbers. My home isn't far from here.
What is it, R2? Oh, no, 3PO!
Who's 3PO?
It's C-3PO. It's R2-D2's counterpart. When that Tusken Raider jumped us, 3PO must have been damaged.
Well, then let's find him quickly. Every second counts now.
3PO!
Oh, here he is, behind the rock.
Good. Here's his arm. Torn loose, linkages and all.
Help me sit him up, Ben. I'll try his reactivate switch. Here goes. Nothing.
Try again.
Master Luke, where am I? I must have taken a bad step when that sand person swung at me with his axe thing.
Well, listen, can you stand? We've got to get out of here before they come back.
I don't think I can make it. You go on, Master. There's no sense in your risking yourself on my account. I'm done for.
What kind of talk is that? Come on, we'll help you to your feet. The land speeder's not far off.
Now,
come on.
Quickly now, the Sand People are on the move. We'll go to my home. Come. Modest place, Luke. In comparison, your uncle's is rather grand. Sit C-3PO down over there in the corner.
Come on, C-3PO. Let me see what I can do for you.
Here's my toolbox. I don't think the damage is too serious.
Thank you, Master Luke.
His automatic disconnects released under the strain of the fall. It should be a simple matter of reattaching the shoulder linkages and activating the self-seals.
Oh, I do hope so.
Let's see. Yeah. Boy, you know a lot about droid repair for an old...
For an old hermit?
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, I quite understand. But you shouldn't assume that solitude necessarily begets ignorance, Luke.
Yeah, right. Boy, it's a nice home you got here. Pretty well hidden, too.
It has all that I require. Shelter and comfort without a lot of clutter. I prefer to live simply and to keep around me only those things I prize highly. That is part of the Jedi's creed.
A Jedi? You were a Jedi Knight?
Do you find that so impossible to believe?
Well, it's just I've heard so many stories about the Jedi Knights and all the things they did.
And I suppose I don't very much look the part just now, do I? Well, truth to tell, that's partially by design. But I was one nonetheless... And so was your father.
My father?
Yes. He and I served together in the Clone Wars.
No, my father didn't fight in the wars. He was a navigator on a spice freighter.
That's what your Uncle Owen told you. He didn't hold with your father's ideals. Thought your father should have stayed here and not gotten involved.
I wish I'd known him.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy and a cunning warrior. And he was a good friend. I understand you've become quite a good pilot yourself. Which reminds me, I have something for you.
Sir, if you won't be needing me, I think I'll close down for a while and run through some internal checks.
Sure, 3PO, go ahead.
Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough, but your uncle wouldn't allow it. He feared you might follow old Obi-Wan off on some foolish idealistic crusade like your father did. I wanted to give it to you once before, but your uncle ordered me to get off your farm and never return.
Right, when you saved Wendy and me. I remember that. And then you turned up again today. You seem to know everything about me. Ben, you've been sort of keeping an eye on me, haven't you?
Let's simply say that I've kept abreast of your progress. But now about your father's legacy.
Yeah, what is this? I mean, it looks like some sort of handle. What is it attached to?
What you hold is your father's lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi. Now, carefully now, press that control there on the grip.
It's a sword.
A lightsaber. Its blade is pure energy. Now, take care with it. It will cut through anything it touches. Do you feel how readily it answers your least gesture? It's not as clumsy or random as a blaster. But to use one well is a mark of excellence.
Gee, it moves so easily. Almost like it's alive.
An elegant weapon for a more civilized age. For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the Old Republic. Before the Dark Times. Before the Empire. Yeah, perhaps that's enough for now.
Ben? How did my father die?
It's not a story to be told, simply nor briefly. Suffice it to say that there was a young Jedi who was a pupil of mine, perhaps my most brilliant one, until he was seduced by the dark side of the Force and turned to evil. He betrayed your father and murdered him. His name was Darth Vader, and he helped the Empire hunt down and destroy the Jedi Knights. It's the sort of tragedy that occurs when even the finest of people are seduced by the dark side of the Force.
The Force?
The Force is what gives a Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
And this Darth Vader...
It is, as I said, a long and complicated account. It will have to wait for another time. Ah, yes, R2-D2, my unexpected emissary. Now, let's see if we can't figure out just what brought you here and where you came from. Yes. His control systems are quite conventional.
I saw part of a holographic projection, some sort of message he was carrying.
I seem to have found it.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I'm unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid that my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the security of the Rebellion into the memory system of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely to Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Who is she?
She is the Princess Leia Organa of the Royal House of Alderaan. An Imperial Senator. And unbeknown to the Empire, a leader of the Rebel Alliance. She's grown into a remarkable young woman.
She's beautiful. She's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Indeed. Well, Luke, you must learn the ways of the Force if you're to come with me to Alderaan.
Alderaan? But I'm not going to Alderaan. I'm late. I'm in for it as it is.
But I need your help, Luke. She needs your help. I'm getting too old for this kind of thing.
But I can't get involved. I've got work to do. And it's not like I like the Empire. I hate it, but there's nothing I can do about it right now. It's such a long way from here.
That's your uncle talking.
Oh, my uncle. How am I ever going to explain all this to him?
Learn about the Force, Luke.
Look, I can take you as far as Anchorhead. You can get a transport there to Mos Eisley Spaceport or wherever you're going.
You must do what you feel is right, of course.
What I feel is right? Ben, I'd like to help you, to help her. But do you think it's right to run out on Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru? They're all the family I've got, and I'm not going to let anything happen to them. And if that's not right, well, I'd rather be wrong.
Yes, of course. Sometimes even the best intentions may be contradictory. Perhaps your answer lies with the Force within you. Very well, I shall take you up on your kind offer. I must make my way to Alderaan as quickly as I can.
You all right back there, R2? How about you, 3PO?
You're quite comfortable, thank you, sir.
Getting to Anchorhead with the droids would have presented a formidable problem if you hadn't offered me this ride, Luke.
I really wish I could do more for you, Ben, but the sooner I get these droids out on the South Ridge working on those evaporators, the less of a skinny I'm going to take from Uncle Owen.
Luke, I'm afraid the droids will have to come with me.
What? But they cost my uncle nearly everything.
Surely you don't think I can leave them behind. You heard that message. This matter is far too vital to risk losing R2-D2, and for security's sake, C-3PO must come along as well.
But what'll I tell my uncle?
I shall leave that to your conscience, son. What's that?
What?
There, off to the south.
Where?
Smoke. Something of great size is afire.
I don't see... Oh, yeah, there it is. You've got good eyes.
Powers of observation lie with the mind, Luke, not the eyes. Yeah, perhaps we should take a look and see what it is.
R2? 3PO? Hang on.
Yes, sir. It's a Jawa sandcrawler. And look, it's been shot to pieces. There's dead Jawas everywhere.
Why, those are the dreadful little creatures that captured Artu and myself.
It must have been the Tusken Raiders. I've got a very bad feeling about this. We better get out of here.
No. Whoever did this is gone, Luke.
Sir, Artu informs me he detects no life aboard the Sandcrawler.
The poor creatures. Their lives were arduous and meager enough without being ended so brutally.
Looks like the sand people did this all right. Look, Goffy sticks, Bantha tracks all over the place. It's just... I don't know, I never heard of them hitting anything as big as a Jawa sandcrawler before.
They didn't. But we are meant to think they did. These Bantha tracks here are side by side, you see. But sand people always ride single file to hide their numbers.
Ben, these are the same Jawas who sold 3PO and R2 to Uncle Owen.
And these blaster fire impact points on the bodies in the sandcrawler. Too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
Stormtroopers? Why would Imperial stormtroopers want to slaughter Jawas unless... The droids. The droids? And if they traced R2 and 3PO here, they may have learned who the Jawas sold them to, and that would lead them back... home.
Wait, Luke. It's too dangerous. Luke! Very well. We'll give the Jawas what decent funeral we can.
Pardon me for asking, sir, but where is Master Luke going? I mean, he will come back, won't he?
That I cannot tell you. It's tied in with a great many things to be determined now by the Force. Come, let's get this done as quickly as we can.
Thank you.
Master Luke. He's...
Yes, I see him. Luke, are you all right?
The farm. The farm. I could see the smoke on the horizon. Everything was gutted, burning. I called out for Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, but they didn't answer.
Easy, Luke, take it easy.
There was practically nothing left of them. They were all I had, the only family I've ever known. And when they needed me, I wasn't there.
There was nothing you could have done, Luke. If you'd been there, you'd have been killed as well. And the droids would now be in the hands of the Empire.
I want to come with you to Alderaan. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Luke Skywalker is about to undertake a journey to a distant solar system and a journey of the spirit as well. No matter that an empire is against him, he is moved by vengeance. But he is moved, too, by the image of a young woman in terrible danger. Luke Skywalker is soon to become a pivotal figure in the galaxy-wide struggle between rebellion and empire. Star Wars, Episode 5, by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, and Bernard Behrens as Ben Kenobi. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toscan. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.
If you're expecting to hear Edward and the Tears of the God or the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time, unfortunately, he is not here today. Presumably, we'll be back next week. His posting on the sub site didn't seem too critical, or maybe inconvenient. Anyway, my name is Arthur, filling in for him, which you just heard, and I'm going to continue playing this throughout the duration of what would ordinarily be Edward's show. This is the Star Wars radio drama that was released in 1981. You could hear what the gentleman was indicating there. It was produced by USC and NPR. George Lucas sold this to USC. Sold the radio rights for $1, I believe in 79. Anyway, whatever. This, trying to track all this information down. There's too many. You can't get one straight story. But anyway, the radio play was developed by Brian Daley, because he was a notable science fiction writer at the time. But in lieu of Edward not being here, I'm going to go ahead and read this PSA to get this out of the way. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan's Airport runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Plan Below Me is the trash compactor from John Williams' score of A New Hope. What we heard previously was Jedi That Was, Jedi To Be. So now I'm going to continue like they indicated. This next episode will be the Millennium Falcon deal. Thanks for listening.
Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 6, The Millennium Falcon Deal. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. This bitter struggle brought disaster to the life of young Luke Skywalker when his uncle purchased the astro droid R2-D2, unaware that R2's memory banks held secret plans vital to the rebellion. Imperial stormtroopers hunting for R2-D2 and his interpreter counterpart C-3PO have savagely murdered Luke's uncle and aunt. Luke has committed himself to the service of Ben Kenobi, one of the last of the legendary Jedi Knights and a sympathizer with the Rebel Alliance. Now, Luke, Ben, R2-D2, and C-3PO are bound for Mos Eisley Spaceport in Luke's landspeeder. There they hope to find passage off Tatooine for the planet Alderaan to deliver R2 and his crucial message safely into Rebel hands.
Luke?
Huh?
You've let us drift off course again.
What?
Mos Eisley Spaceport is that way, over that ridge.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's the third time you've strayed, Luke. If you're tired, I could take over the controls or C-3PO.
No. It's just... I can't get it out of my mind, Ben. What they did to my aunt and uncle. Keep seeing it over and over.
I understand, Luke.
But I'm all right, really. How are you two doing back there? Hanging on, 3PO?
Oh, yes, sir.
How's R2?
He says he's very well, thank you, sir.
Luke, pull up there by the summit of the ridge. I want to take a moment's pause before we push on to Mos Eisley. Now we'll have a good view from up here. Ah, there it is, Luke. Mos Eisley Spaceport.
Well, looks rather shoddy and disreputable for a spaceport. If you don't mind me saying so, sir.
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy in the whole galaxy. Come, Luke. We'll take a closer look.
Ben?
Hmm?
I'll be all right. I promise. I won't let you down.
No, I believe you won't, Luke. If you knew something of the Force, its mental disciplines would be of great help to you now. But we shall have to wait until after we've left this planet to begin your training. For now, you must give your full attention to our mission. Our chances of success are small enough as it is. When we've reached our destination, there will be time to let your feelings come forth.
You're sure we can find passage to Alderaan down there?
Nothing is sure, Luke. But our best chance of doing it, and doing it without attracting attention, lies down there in Mos Eisley. Tramp freight haulers, smugglers, and pirates of all types pass through there constantly.
Oh, I've heard some wild stories about it.
There are a few questions asked down there, and most of those can be answered simply enough with cash. People mind their own business. It enhances their life expectancy. Now, we should find just the sort of tough mercenary characters we need.
You sound as if you've done this kind of thing before.
When I was a Jedi Knight, and thereafter, I became familiar with a good many unusual people and places, my young friend.
What are we going to do about the droids? They could attract a lot of attention.
We shall have to deal with that problem as it arises. We certainly can't risk leaving them behind. R2 is far too important, and 3PO already knows too much for us to chance his falling into the hands of the Empire.
Ben, that girl in the message R2 brought you, she said that she was... What?
If we were at the High Court of Alderaan, you'd be expected to refer to her as Your Highness, or the Princess Leia Organa. But I fancy that, under the circumstances, she wouldn't mind if you referred to her with more brevity.
Okay, Princess, then. She said that the information stored in R2's memory banks was vital to the rebellion. What do you think it is?
I don't know. But I trust her not to exaggerate. We must believe her message absolutely and proceed on the assumption that the fate of the Rebel Alliance rests with us and with R2.
And she said her ship was under attack. Do you think she's all right?
She is alive, almost certainly, but I don't doubt her circumstances are difficult. Imperial Inquisitors have some ugly ways of obtaining information from prisoners. She will have the means to resist for some while, but not indefinitely. It's one more reason for us to make haste to Alderaan. Come, we have business to attend to. To Mos Eisley.
Mos Eisley's crawling with Imperial stormtroopers, Ben. You almost never see him on Tatooine.
Yes, there are more than I had foreseen.
Maybe we should try another way off-world.
No, our best hope still lies here. There seems to be a checkpoint up ahead. Take this side street.
Well, I guess it's like you said. The Empire's not stopping at anything to find 3PO and R2.
The stormtroopers are not the opposition I fear most. The Emperor has other, more fearsome servants at his command.
Darth Vader? The one who killed my father. He's the one...
I believe that's another Imperial checkpoint, Luke. There seems to be no getting around
them. I could turn around, make a run for it.
It'd seal off the exit routes. Besides, that would put us right back where we started.
Uh-oh, that stormtrooper ahead is signaling for me to stop.
Best to brazen it out. Do as he says and follow my cues. Answer any questions they ask, but otherwise let me do the talking.
Fine with me. R2, 3PO, don't say a word.
Yes, sir.
You're there, driver.
Yes?
How long have you had these two droids?
About 3 or 4 seasons.
They're there for sale if you want them.
I have got no use for them. We're looking for 2 stolen ones. You, let me see your identification and the ownership for these droids.
But I
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
You can go on about his business.
You can go on about your business.
Move along, Luke.
Move along, move along.
Oh, yeah. Sure thing. Are they looking at us?
No, they've stopped a robo-hauler. I dare say they've forgotten us already, Luke.
And nobody's following us?
All the stormtroopers back there at the checkpoint seem otherwise occupied to me.
Ben, how did we get past them? I thought we were dead for sure.
The Force can have a strong influence on the weak-minded. You will find it a powerful ally.
But how...
Turn off here and go to the end of that side street. There's a cantina there. That's where we'll find what we're looking for.
Yeah.
credit for you. No cash, no drink.
Will you look at this place? Oh my goodness! I've never seen so many non-humans in one place. Look, there's a Myrian hammerhead over there. A Stofo lupinoid. Look, a couple of Tintin dwarves.
Otto, look.
Even the humans don't look human.
This cantina is a meeting ground and a place of business for half the shady goings-on in this part of space. Stay close to me. R2 and 3PO, you two.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, you.
Huh?
We don't serve that kind in here.
What?
Your droids. They'll have to stay outside. We don't want them in here.
Well, really?
Best to do as he says. We don't want to attract attention.
You think we should risk leaving them alone?
Now, there shouldn't be any problem so long as 3PO and R2 stay with the land speeder. If anything goes wrong, they can summon us from the doorway.
Should I stay with them?
No. It's best to have someone to guard one's back in this kind of place.
Whatever you say. Listen, 3PO, why don't you and R2 wait outside by my speeder? We don't want any trouble.
I heartily agree with you, sir.
You heard what Ben said?
Yes, sir. If there's any problem, we'll signal you from the doorway. Back we go, R2.
3PO?
Yes, Master Luke?
I'll bring you something.
Oh, thank you.
Here, let's step up to the bar.
Excuse me.
That spaceman standing there strikes me as a likely fellow with whom to make our preliminary inquiries. Order something for yourself, Luke. This may take some time.
Okay.
Excuse me, my friend.
Huh?
But I wonder if I might have a word with you. You're a Corellian spacer, are you not?
What about it?
I'm in the market to charter a fast starship, and I've been told by those in the know that the Corellian vessels are among the very best.
You heard right. Except that Corellians aren't among. We are the best.
Ah, splendid. And would you by any chance know of a starship that's available for hire?
If you'd have come in here yesterday, you could have had mine. But I'm committed to a charter. I raise ship tonight.
A pity. Perhaps you could recommend someone else.
Well, there aren't too many Corellians in port right now. And anybody else would be just a second rater. Let's see now. Oh, yeah, there's the Falcon.
Falcon?
The Millennium Falcon. Han Solo ship.
And would this Han Solo be available at present for a job?
I'd be surprised if he wasn't. Han ain't been doing so well lately. He was around here a little while ago. In fact, there's his first mate standing over there. Mm-hmm. The giant shaggy one.
A Wookiee.
That's right, but a damn good first mate and co-pilot all the same. Hey, Chewbacca, come here. I got somebody for you to meet.
Here's your drink, Ben.
Oh, thank you, Luke.
What do you say, Chewbacca? This fellow here's looking for a ship.
No, just one quick trip.
You understand the Wookiee language?
Some, yes. Thank you, friend. You've been of great assistance to me.
Yeah, sure, old-timer. Glad to oblige. Guess I'll be shoving off. Clear skies to you, Chewbacca.
The Millennium Falcon. Is that the name of your ship? I was told she's fast. No, that will be more than satisfactory. I'm not looking for anything elaborate, Chewbacca. Just quick passage to Alderaan.
He doesn't like you, boy. I don't either. You just watch yourself.
Sorry.
Chewbacca, is your Captain Solo available to discuss terms of hiring?
Wanted men, sonny. I've got the death sentence on me in 12 solar systems.
Oh, I'll be careful.
Pardon me a moment, Chewbacca.
You'll be dead.
Just a moment, please, my friend. This little one here isn't worth the effort. Come, let me buy you and your companion there something to drink.
Stay out of this, Grandpa. I'll fix you when I finish with this little fool. Now for you, you old...
No blasters!
That old man, he just about sliced Will 4 in half.
And he lopped Sarky's arm clean off.
Luke, are you hurt?
Here, let me help you up.
Yes. Hey, you, the man. Who told you could take a break? Get back to work. Show's over, everybody.
Are you all right, Luke?
I knocked my head on something, but I'll be okay.
Hey, some of you get those bodies out of here. Go on, or you'll never get another free drink from me.
Ben, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Your lightsaber
was... It's a last resort, Luke. Never forget that. Now, this is Chewbacca. He is...
A Wookiee? I've never seen a real live Wookiee before.
Yes, quite. But he's also first mate and co-pilot on a ship that might suit our needs. His captain is nearby somewhere. Chewbacca will bring him to speak to us.
Gosh,
trash bin is enormous.
Yes. Now we must find a booth somewhere out of the way where we can wait. Come, Luke.
Artu, do you see that large reptilian creature tethered over there, the one wearing the saddle? I believe that is what they call a dewback. The creature Master Luke was telling me about. What? Imperial stormtroopers, where? Oh, they seem to be taking up positions to search the area. Come along, Artu. We'll have to go and attract Master Luke's attention from the cantina doorway.
Watch it, Droid. Who do you think you're shoving?
I do beg your pardon, sir, but I wasn't shoving you.
And I say you were.
Go on, beat it before we take a wrench to your boat.
That won't be necessary, sir. Come along, Artu.
Damn, Droid.
Look like the stormtroopers are forming up for a house-to-house search. Our only recourse is to hide. What do you mean, what if we can't? How should I know? I'm not programmed for deception and suspect behavior like some that I could mention. You're the one that got us into all this. Why don't you think of something? Oh, look, more stormtroopers. We're trapped. What should we do? What do you mean I'm supposed to be the intelligent one? Wait. That used droid lot over there. Come on. When we get there, Artu, stand at the end of the display line with me. Keep perfectly still. Don't make a sound.
Soldier, what can I do for you?
You bought or sold any droids in the last few days?
Nah, business has been off. Last stock I moved was 10 days ago. I haven't purchased any in even longer. You want to see my sales records?
Not necessary. There will be a verification team by later. Come on, and make sure you try every door you pass. If any are open, take a quick check inside.
I wonder what that was all about. Hey, what's this? What are you two doing standing there?
Well, our master instructed us to wait here, sir. He's canvassing the area to see if anyone wants any household maintenance jobs done.
Well, don't stand right here on my lot, you half-wit. People will think you belong to me.
Oh.
I got enough trouble selling these old clunkers without you hanging around confusing things. Now move!
Moving, sir. Come along, Artu.
Sheesh. Darn pesky droids. There's not one of them has the brains of a womp rat.
Boy, this guy's sure taking his time, Ben.
I think this is him now.
Hello, gents. Han Solo, captain of the Millennium Falcon.
I'm pleased to meet you, Captain Solo.
When we first met, Chewbacca here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system. Is that right?
That is a fact, we are. If yours is a fast ship.
Fast ship? You mean to tell me you've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
Where you been? The Falcon's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Which would make you a spice smuggler, is that correct?
Well, why don't we just say that I'm an independent businessman. Very independent.
In the best Corellian tradition?
Yeah, I've been known to Bendelar to an occasion. I've outrun Imperial warships. Not the local bulk cruisers, mind you, but the big ships of the line. The Falcon's fast enough for you, old man.
I believe we understand one another, you and I.
What's the cargo?
Only passengers. Myself, the boy here, 2 droids, and no questions asked.
What is it you're running from? Some sort of local trouble?
Let's just say that we'd prefer to avoid any Imperial entanglements.
Well, that's the trick, isn't it? And it's going to cost you something extra. 10,000.
What?
In advance.
10,000? We could almost buy our own ship for that.
Yeah, but who's going to fly it for you, kid? You?
You bet I could. I'm not such a bad pilot, Mike. Come on, then. We don't have to sit here
and
listen.
Easy, Luke. Captain Solo, we haven't that much cash with us, but we could pay you 2,000 now plus 15 more when we get to Alderaan.
17, huh? Okay, you guys have got yourself a starship.
Good.
Oh, just a friendly word of advice. I'd better get the rest of my money when we hit Alderaan. Me and my partner don't like it when somebody tries to cheat on a deal.
You needn't worry. We'll keep our end of the deal if you live up to yours.
I'd call that a real wise attitude, old man. We'll leave as soon as you're ready. Docking bay 94.
94. We'll meet you there with the money shortly. Oh,
good. Hey, I saw what was left of a couple of small-time punks being carted out the front door a while ago. Your handiwork?
I had no choice. They forced the fight.
Well, no loss to society, but it looks like those stormtroopers over there noticed the remains.
Dan? Wait, Luke.
They're headed this way. I suggest the back door, gents. Right over there.
Thank you, Captain Solo.
Pleasure's mine.
We'll meet you at the docking bay. Come, Luke.
Right.
You seen anything of an old man and a boy?
Oh, no. Chewie? No. But then it's not our job to watch people, is it?
Bartender, I thought you said they came over here.
I said I thought they did. Look, I got other things to do besides keep an eye on every single customer.
All right, then we'll check out the back door. Follow me.
Yeah, those two guys must really be desperate. 17,000. This could really save my neck, Chewie. Wonder who they are. You say he dropped those two with a lightsaber? Who uses one of those antiques anymore? Me either. Still, we gotta play the hand the way it's dealt. Jabba the Hutt's getting a little anxious to be paid off. You go collect our gear. I got a couple of things to do. I'll meet you back at the Falcon. We'll get ready to raise ship.
Una tuta solo.
Sure I'm going somewhere, Greedo. Put your gun up. I was on my way to see your boss. Tell Jabba the Hutt that I got his money.
Song pichale. Imaratamti dach makichita.
Anything you say, Greedo. Just don't get nervous with that thing. You don't mind if I put my feet up and relax, do you? It's been a long day. Yeah, Greedo, but this time I really got the money for
Java.
I haven't got it with me. I just picked up a job. Tell Heater and Jabba the Hutt that
I...
Look, even I get bored sometimes. I had to dump that load of spice. Do you think I had a choice?
Jabba.
Over my dead body. Yeah, I'll bet.
Rest in peace, Greedo. I can shoot just as well under a table as a crossed one. Hey, bartender.
Yeah.
Here. That's for your trouble. Sorry about the mess.
Now you've done it, Solo. Heater's gonna want your neck for sure.
Yeah, you feel like standing in for him?
No, I didn't mean nothing.
Then get out of my way. I'm raising ship.
Sure.
Hey, and if you see Heater or Jabba the Hutt, tell him I'll be back in a day or two. I got a little quick money to make.
Two droids, a young farm boy, and a veteran Jedi Knight, caught up in a dangerous but vital mission, are now joined in their journey by a reckless pair of smugglers and soldiers of fortune. Against them, an empire moves with all the power at its command. And the freedom of the galaxy will ride with the next liftoff of the Millennium Falcon. Star Wars, Episode 6 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Bernard Behrens as Ben Kenobi, and Perry King as Han Solo. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vigley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman.
Some of my technical difficulties here. These CDs are all formatted differently. It's incredible. They come in a nice package. Cost an arm and a leg. But they're all formatted differently. And well, I ain't gonna explain it. Ordinarily this is either Tears of the Gods or the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Show hosted by Edward. However, he's not here today, so you're listening to Arthur. My show is the Grand Hour on Wednesdays from 5 to 6, and I play 5 to 6 a.m., and I play radio dramas, but when I came across this one, I felt it was a little more, it's better to play it in the evening than early in the morning, because it's not of the vintage that I'm accustomed to playing. But yes, this is an original Star Wars radio play, radio drama that George Lucas sold to USC, and they were an NPR affiliate, so they produced it. Was one of those guys in the credits there was some BBC gentleman sound guy, I believe. Interesting note that Perry King, who played Han Solo, who was playing Han Solo, actually auditioned for the role of Han Solo in the movie. However, he didn't get it, so Harrison Ford did. But Harrison Ford was busy filming Raiders of the Lost Ark when this particular production went into production. But, and as well, Carrie Fisher, I don't know, I haven't read why she wasn't available. I don't think she